This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Following the comments by a comedian insulting Puerto Rico at his New York rally, former President Trump this evening telling Fox News' Hannity,
I have no idea who he is, never saw him, never heard of him, and don't want to hear of him, but I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in. You don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault.
Trump hasn't disavowed or apologized for the comments, even as Republicans tonight are demanding President Biden apologize for saying on a call to supporters, quote, the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. Vice President Harris holding a big rally in D.C.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But here's what I promise you. I will always listen to you. Even if you don't vote for me, I will always tell you the truth.
World Series, the New York Yankees surviving elimination game four. They're going to face the Dodgers again in the Bronx tomorrow for game five. This is ABC News. A rare dime just sold for top dollar at auction.
The nearly 50-year-old Flaw dime featuring President Franklin D. Roosevelt is one of two known to exist out of the 2.8 million minted in 1975 that is missing the distinctive S mark, noting it was minted in San Francisco. A flaw that helped three sisters fetch a fortune for it at a California auction. The 10-cent coin selling for $506,000. The trio inherited the dazzling dime from their brother who died. He kept it in a vault for the past four decades. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
District Judge Eileen Cannon has rejected a request to recuse herself from the case of the man charged with attempting to assassinate former President Trump at his Florida golf course. Judge Cannon rejected the arguments put forward by Ryan and Ruth's attorneys that Trump's public praise for her and her previous dismissal of his classified documents case prevent her from appearing impartial. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting. His ability to move, to really drive the football, you know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of The Korean Show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around. Temps drop out of the 70s into the 60s for Wednesday afternoon. Breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers wrap up early Thursday, partly cloudy, much cooler as temps drop into the 40s. Right now it's 76.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
In Afghanistan, Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, 1 week to go. It's getting wild out there. I am getting progressively more optimistic, but as you know, I've been quite optimistic all along. That said, don't take my word for it. Get out there, vote, get everybody you know to vote, get everybody you even, you know, go through your contact list. Do a mass mailing to everybody in your phone. Right? It's like, vote! Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Noblesse Oblige is dead. What is Noblesse Oblige? We'll talk about that. Today's wealthy elite just don't give a damn. Puerto Rican Republican, the head Republican in Puerto Rico wants a personal apology from Donald Trump for his rallies' racist remarks, and frankly, his racist remarks. I'll tell you about that. Also, a once-in-a-generation change right here in Portland, Oregon. We are embarking on a huge experiment, or a change, let's say, in our form of city government. I just wanted to bring you up to date on it because a lot of cities around the country, are looking at how their governance works and what they should be doing. In the second hour of our program, Sabrina Hake, an attorney, has put Elon Musk on notice formally. She will drop by to tell us about that. Also, how a right-wing machine stopped the ballot measure to enshrine the right of abortion into the Arkansas Constitution, how they killed this. It's a bizarre story that involves a very wealthy chicken farmer and a big church. And is Trump's promise to young men, I am your retribution, actually a threat against women? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program, too. In the third hour of our program, Patrick Elliott, our second guest today, is going to drop by about Oklahoma families suing to block a Bible mandate. And scientists are absolutely yelling right now, actually at a meeting in Reykjavik in Iceland, about the possible collapse of the Atlantic current that keeps Europe warm. This could create a massive refugee crisis. Interestingly, instead of going from the south to the north, from the north to the south. Well, I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start off our program, Jeff Bezos published a letter on the front page of today's Washington Post, basically saying, I did this because I had noble reasons, and who are you to ask why? And quack quack quack. I'm the rich guy, you're not, basically. We haven't heard from the billionaire publisher of the Los Angeles Times. He's not quite that high profile. We also learned that last Sunday, the richest man in America, who owes most of his wealth to President Obama, bailing out his electric car company and his government contracts, endorsed a man for president who's a naked racist, fascist, and xenophobe, who famously said, Donald Trump famously said, my whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy. I want to grab all that money. Right. And then, as I pointed out, the greedy billionaire owners of the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post basically said, to hell with democracy, there's money to be made. You know, they're basically worried that Donald Trump is going to become president and go after them. I get that. You know, I'm worried that Donald Trump will become president and go after me. There's little doubt in my mind that you know, he will. He would if he became president. But, you know, I think I have some courage. I'm just astonished that Jeff Bezos doesn't, or Bezos, or however you say his name. But the larger question here, I think, because I'm not a billionaire, is, you know, whatever happened to the sense of obligation that wealthy Americans used to feel to help out their country and her people in need? I mean, maybe it's all the new money. Maybe it's just good old-fashioned greed. Maybe it's the nearly psychopathic drive to crush everything and everyone in your way to make your first $1 billion that twists people's perception and perspectives and their view of their fellow citizens. I don't know, whatever it is, this concept of noblesse oblige, the obligation of nobility, the obligation of great wealth to help those who are not as fortunate. It's an old French word that's now become basically an English word. It seems dead for today's conservatives among the morbidly rich. Now, it wasn't always this way. Andrew Carnegie came to this country at the age of 13 with $2 in his pocket. Within 4 decades, he was the richest man in the world. He funded 2,509 libraries. He left a massive foundation. He gave away every penny he owned, pretty much, before he died. Joe Kennedy, you know, made a fortune during the Great Depression, during the bootlegging era. But, you know, before that, he was a bank president at 25. He was a millionaire at the age of 30. And he and his wife, Rose, pounded into their children the idea that because of their great wealth, they had an absolute obligation to serve their nation and its people, particularly those most in need. And what came out of that simple childhood instruction of noblesse oblige, was Joe Jr., who volunteered for World War II and whose plane was shot down and he died. John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, a political dynasty of people who were interested in doing good for the people who were not as wealthy as they were. Foundations were established by Henry Ford and by the Mellon family and by the John D. Rockefeller. And they've all done great good in America, you know, with the exception of Timothy Mellon, who now has disgraced his entire family by throwing millions of dollars at Donald Trump. Self-made billionaires Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have made funding good works central to their lives by giving away most of their fortunes. But that old concept of noblesse oblige seems to have just vanished, with the exception of the two guys I just mentioned. Instead, we've got billionaires who are funding and promoting climate change denial, funding politicians who promise to give them tax cuts. Remember Donald Trump speaking to to a group of billionaires and multi-millionaires saying, "You guys are rich. I'm going to give you the biggest tax cut," you know, or words to that effect. Remember that? I mean, that was just a few months ago. Spearheading efforts to strip America of its social safety net, pushing to destroy our public education systems. So what's causing this? I think it started with the Reagan greed is good era. You know, we had, first of all, back in the 1950s, the Foundation for Economic Education, this group that basically was a lobbying group for the real estate industry. I'm not sure if fee was, but a lobbying group for the real estate industry invented the Libertarian Party out of whole cloth in order to have a political lobbying arm against rent control and subsidized housing. And their maxim, their theory was that if everybody operates with maximum greed, it will benefit everybody. Ayn Rand doubled down on this with her writings. You know, as John Kenneth Galbraith famously wrote, the modern conservative is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral philosophy, That is, the search for a superior moral justification for selfishness. And these guys are funding think tanks to promote, you know, the billionaires' worldview and you know, worship of billionaires. We have, so there's that. I mean, there's this change in attitudes that, like I said, I think you can track back to Reagan. Also, America now has the greatest income inequality in the developed world. The morbidly rich have largely separated themselves from the rest of us. They travel on private jets through private airports that don't even have security. They vacation on their massive private yachts with Supreme Court justices. They live in gated compounds with round the clock security and live in butlers, cooks, and nannies. They don't have to interact with us. So they live in a separate world. Another thing that may be causing so many of America's billionaires to abandon philanthropy is the globalization of wealth. Many of these people are running, you know, international companies. So they no longer feel a connection to their community. And another thing that's possible is that when Reagan lowered the top tax bracket from 70% down to 25%, he eliminated the incentive to fund a foundation, to give money away, because you got tax breaks for doing that back in the day. And finally, some billionaires are now embracing what they call philanthrocapitalism. Instead of giving money to a nonprofit, they'll give money to a private school or a private prison company, saying, you know, privatizing these things is a good thing. We need a cultural shift in this country that reframes wealth, not just as a privilege, but as a responsibility. Noblesse oblige. And there's a bunch of different levels at which we should do this. Number one, we should start teaching the concept of noblesse oblige, like Joe and Rose Kennedy did to their kids in elementary school. We also need social recognition of those few people, you know, like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who have done this. They need to be applauded more. We also need to return to the tax incentives for philanthropy by returning to a top tax bracket well north of 50%. And finally, we want to encourage and reward filmmakers and television producers like, you know, Frank Capra, who's now passed away, but, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, remember that movie? It's kind of a Christmas classic. I mean, we occasionally get a taste of noblesse oblige with, like, for example, the Dark Knight series of movies, the Batman movies, where Bruce Wayne is a rich guy who you know, puts on his Batman costume to go out and help his city and the poor people in it. You know, the rich, as Jesus kind of obliquely referenced speaking about the poor, will always be with us. But there are ways we as a society can encourage the rich to be less destructive of the public good. We should take those paths. We should be doing those things. What do you think? I see the Trump presidency, frankly, or the Trump candidacy now, as just another example of, you know, how wealth has corrupted our politics. I'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So do you think the Donald Trump will apologize to the head of the Puerto Rico Republican Party? I'm skeptical.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Turn their backs on the public will. Strangers to burden, blind to despair. But no blast, no bleach is dead. Rockefeller's hands built libraries. Carnegie's fortune filled empty shelves.
Yeah, no, Bless Oblige is dead. Welcome back. Puerto Rico, the Republican chair of the Puerto Rican Republican Party, is demanding that Donald Trump apologize. This is after the so-called comedian said that there was a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. It's called Puerto Rico. So on Monday, Angel M. Citron, a former member of Puerto Rico's state legislature and the Republican Party's current chair on the island, said he will withhold his support from Trump unless Trump personally apologizes for those racist remarks. Now, Trump so far has not said a word about this. And if you think he's going to apologize for racist remarks, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. The Archbishop of San Juan, Roberto O. Gonzalez Nieves, wrote a letter to Donald Trump urging him to apologize. He said, "I enjoy a good joke. However, humor has its limits. It should not insult or denigrate the dignity and sacredness of people. Those remarks do not only provoke sinister laughter, but hatred." He added, "is not sufficient for your campaign to apologize," which sort of has happened. He said, "it is important that you personally apologize for these comments." And Trump says, "Heh, screw you." Rick Scott, who's running for re-election, the Republican senator from Florida, the guy who ran a hospital chain that was convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in American history. This is how Rick Scott made his hundreds of millions of dollars, or over $100 million. He's saying, I'm disgusted by this. Yes. Shocked. I'm telling you, shocked. There's gambling going on. Oh, man. Two-thirds of Puerto Ricans living in the United States can cast a ballot because they've established residency here. That's 5.8 million people of Puerto Rican ancestry. 460,000 of them in Pennsylvania. And Trump is just giving them the finger. It's incredible. Meanwhile, his rally just kind of collapsed. And Portland is experimenting with our form of government. I'll tell you about those two stories on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only very slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Following the comments by a comedian insulting Puerto Rico at his New York rally, former President Trump this evening telling Fox News' Hannity,
I have no idea who he is, never saw him, never heard of him, and don't want to hear of him, but I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in. You don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault.
Trump hasn't disavowed or apologized for the comments, even as Republicans tonight are demanding President Biden apologize for saying on a call to supporters, quote, the only garbage I see flowing out there is his supporters. Vice President Harris holding a big rally in D.C.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But here's what I promise you. I will always listen to you, even if you don't vote for me. I will always tell you the truth.
World Series, the New York Yankees surviving elimination game four. They're going to face the Dodgers again in the Bronx tomorrow for game five. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and plenty of wind. South breeze up around 30 miles per hour. Upper 60s by sunrise. On your Wednesday, showers and a few storms. Some will produce some heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 70s, then falling in the afternoon. It's 75 at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide,
bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
And on the edge of doom, can we hold the line? When the tide starts to rise, will the truth be our beacon? Piercing through their lies, a tsunami is coming. Crashing on our shore, right-wing talk money, feeding on the poor. But we'll stand together, fight with all our might for the soul of our nation. We won't go down tonight.
Welcome back. Yeah, a tsunami of dark money is hitting us right now. You can sure count on that. So last night, Trump had a rally in, where was this, Atlanta. And the 30 minutes into his speech, the arena was half empty. People were leaving. 30 minutes into his rambling, you know, he was going on about immigration and the pandemic and ISIS, and entire sections of the arena were empty. This is increasingly happening. On Friday night in his Pennsylvania rally, crowds began leaving halfway through. He also, this is how pathetic this guy is, right? He's, you know, this man's man, right? he claimed he broke the record for this arena in UNLV's Thomas and Mack Center, University of Las Vegas' arena. He said he had 29,000 people. Right. Turning Point Action, you know, the right-wing group that, you know, follows Trump around and kisses his butt, said that there were 12,500 people. But the stadium only holds 19,000. So when Trump said it was 29,000, don't believe anything this guy said. No, he can't even tell the truth about crowd sizes. Amazing. I also want to share with you that here in Portland, we are changing our government. And I'm not going to dwell on this at length, but we have gone from a 5-member city council to a 9-member, or to, excuse me, to 12 representatives, 4 newly created districts. We moved to a professional city administrator. In 2017, only 2 people of color had ever been elected to our city council, and that's changing. We have more than 100 candidates for 12 council seats and 19 candidates for mayor because we adopted instant runoff voting, too. So a lot of cool stuff going on here in Oregon. That and, of course, we have, you know, a vote by mail. And instant runoff voting for the entire state is also on the ballot this year. So interesting stuff. Keep an eye on Oregon. It's a state that's worth tracking. And of course, we've got some guy driving around in a Volvo here in Portland or in Vancouver, the Washington State City, just on the other side of the Columbia River, setting fire to ballot boxes, drop boxes. He got 2 of them in the last 24 hours, and he got another one apparently a couple of days ago. But the police finally got a picture of his car. So I'm guessing that in the next few days, you're going to hear about somebody getting arrested for, you know, destruction of federal property or destruction of whatever government property. We'll see. So what's on your mind today? Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. So getting back to Puerto Rico, we need to remember after Hurricane Maria, everybody focuses on Donald Trump throwing the paper towels to the people. Yeah, when he visited. Okay. But we have to remember also that there was this energy contract that was awarded to a small company, a 2-man operation out of Whitefish, Montana, called Whitefish Energy. $300 million contract assigned to them to get, I think it was at that point, 76% of the island still had no power after 4 weeks.
Right.
So they brought this company in with a $300 million contract. It was a 2-man operation out of Whitefish, Montana. Does that town sound familiar to you?
Yeah, but I don't recall. I remember the story. I just don't recall the details. I'm sorry.
That's Richard Spencer's hometown. It's a white nationalist stronghold.
Oh, jeez.
And the company that he assigned the contract to was connected with Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, the disgraced Interior Secretary,
yeah,
who
that.
Had to.
Yeah.
So we have to remember these things, and I would hope that...
He also held up aid to Puerto Rico, didn't he, for quite some time?
I can't remember.
Or am I thinking of California? I know he was trying to hold up aid to California.
With the fire, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
And one other thing about Joe Kennedy Jr., mm-hmm. which I believe was JFK's older brother.
Yeah, he was.
He died in a plane that was an early version of a drone. It was packed with explosives, and what they would do, they would have the pilots get it close to the target and then bail out, and then the plane would be guided by radio.
Oh, really?
I believe it was radio. I don't think it was programmed navigation.
Right.
I think the Siemens, but that was on the V2 rockets. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he was on a plane that was an early version of a drone, and then they would bail out, and then the plane would fly into the target.
Right. He got shot out of the air, though, wasn't he?
No, the plane blew up prematurely.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they didn't get out in time.
Wow.
Something happened.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing story. But then also, you know, JFK and PT-109 and,
that's right.
You know, serving.
John Kennedy also volunteered for service in World War II.
Yeah, and he was a hero because, you know, there's a controversy about whether or not he had set a watch on the boat correctly, and they were rammed by a submarine
or a
Japanese.
Yeah.
And so he swam carrying a wounded comrade.
With a broken back.
Island. Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't in the greatest shape himself, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy had, I guess he was burned and had severely injured. Anyway, so JFK swims to the island. And then he swam back out, like 2 miles out, into the shipping lanes to get help. And he was able to flag down the ship. So,
right.
You know. Donald Trump doing.
I can't imagine Donald Trump doing any of those
ridiculous.
Things. Yeah.
They're ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Anyway, thanks, Tom.
Thanks for the trip down memory lane, Scott. I appreciate
the
acuity.
Yeah, everybody remember the whitefish energy.
Yeah.
Whitefish energy. That should be really come to the forefront. What happened to that money? Because the governor of Puerto Rico canceled the contract because
right.
They didn't do anything.
I know. I remember.
Died.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Like I said, I don't recall all the details, but I remember it was a huge scandal, and it was tied into Ryan Zinke. Fascinating stuff. Scott, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Chris in Watertown, Wisconsin. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my conversation.
Sure.
I was watching a program in another channel, and Neil Katyal was on. And I think he's a good lawyer, and he said that in the Electoral Act of 2022, that there's a small, vague provision that he said he was worried about that would allow, with a one-vote majority, the Congress, bobblehead Mike Johnson, would take that majority and throw a whole state's votes, both sides, out, changing the electoral count, allowing Trump to win.
Hmm.
I haven't heard anything else about it since.
Yeah.
And I was forced to call you to find out what's going on.
I don't know the details of that, Chris. I'm unfriminal with it. What I do know is that the Supreme Court can blow up just about anything, you know, including the Electoral Count Act if they choose to.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems scary to me.
Yeah. In his Madison Square Garden hate fest, Donald Trump turned to Mike Johnson, who was there, and said, "You and I have a little secret. We're not going to tell anybody, but we have a little secret."
I heard that.
Well, for
that's
us.
What I think they're talking about.
Right. And then when Mike Johnson was asked about that by reporters later, he said, "I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret." So I am concerned.
Yeah, I am concerned.
That's bad news.
There you go. Well, we'll find out. I don't think that the secret is going to work unless they can hang on to their majority.
Maybe.
And I don't think they're going to hang on to their majority.
Maybe President Biden can use his immunity. I mean, he's got it now.
Well, it's not going to require breaking a criminal law. You know, that immunity was created so that Donald Trump wouldn't go to jail for stealing documents from the federal government and trying to overthrow our country. It was just a naked suck-up to a criminal who wants to be back in the White House. That's all it was. I don't see how Biden could use it. Chris, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with more of your call. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. And so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
It's the echo of a voice that won't ever stand still. Rich man pulls the strings, money speaks too loud. To a hungry crowd, a trump will always lurk in the shadows. As long as hate and greed run the show, we fight, we rise, but the seeds are sown. As long as dark money flows, we'll never be alone. Supreme Court sold the soul of the land we love. With citizens united, they unleash the flood.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Samuel in Santa Ana, California. Hey, Samuel, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Okay, so right now I'm working in the Dave Men campaign. We're on the Kate Porter seat. We're trying to keep it blue in a purple area. Mm-hmm. I cracked the code, Tom. I came up with this when people tell me that we are a republic and not a democracy. Mm-hmm. I started breaking down what a democracy actually is. So this is what I tell them. The word demos actually means the people. Kratia means power or rule. It's a Greek word, Greek origin, demokratia. And then the French got it about 1500s or so, and they broke it down to demokratie. So what it actually means, literally speaking, is the people rule or the people's government. And if you believe of the people, by the people, for the people, which is what I usually preface it with, I say, so you believe in of the people, by the people, for the people. And the person will go, oh, of course, we are a republic. So then I break it down. I say, so that's what it actually means. It means of the people, by the people, for the people, just like we've been talking about, the people rule, or as we used to say back in the day when you and I remember, power to the people.
Yeah.
When I do this, I usually, it doesn't work the majority of the time. But in a large minority of the time, what will happen is that I get this thud of silence where it's like the wheel turns. You don't usually convert people politically on the spot. But then I say to them, okay, so basically what you're saying when you say republic and when I say democracy is we're saying the difference is something that is wonderful or something that is beautiful. I said, so let's just agree that we are both wonderful and beautiful. What is it about our democracy? What is it about our republic that is bothering you? Let's talk about the real issue. What's on your mind today? And when I do that, I'm able to get to a specific point so they can't run me around in circles. We only have so much time to go to a door. And we can actually talk about things without this swale intellectualism of republic or democracy. So I want to share that with the viewers, with the callers, so that when you talk to people, because I'm hearing this increasingly, much more so now than in the last time Katie Porter ran, and much more so than the first time that she ran, and I just wanted to share that with you because I've heard you pulling your hair out, too, about it.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Samuel. Let me just add a little historical note to it. There was a debate about this during the Revolutionary era, but let's set that aside for a moment because that gets real weird. But in the 1950s, Joe McCarthy, when he, you'll recall, Joe McCarthy is the guy who famously said, Democratic Party sounds too friendly, sounds too democratic. So in the future, don't ever refer to the Democratic Party by its real name, Democratic Party. Always call it the Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. So that's number one. But number two, Joe McCarthy also pointed out that democracy sounds too much like the Democratic Party, whereas republic sounds like the Republican Party. So good Republicans should never refer to America as a democracy. They should always refer to America as a republic. And this is an old Joe McCarthy language trick. And anybody who is using it, people today who say, oh, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, they're simply echoing an old Joe McCarthy Republican talking point, which was designed to fool people who don't know that much about civics. The fact of the matter is, if you want to know the form of government we have, it is a democratic, we have a constitutionally limited, the Constitution is a negative Bill of Rights. It limits what government can do. It does not tell us what we can do. It limits what government can do. So we live in a constitutionally limited, democratic, because we vote for people, democratic republic. A constitution, you know, and here we are. So anyhow, Samuel, I got to move along, but thank you. That's a great story. I appreciate it, and good on you for educating people. That's marvelous. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, morning, Tom. Trump's plan for the rich. He'll deport millions of hardworking immigrants and throw the economy into a depression.
Yeah, the rich will make a fortune in a depression. They always do.
And he'll bankrupt Social Security, and the old and disabled will starve.
Yep.
Take away workers' rights, and people will be forced to work any job.
Truly rich people love recessions and depressions because those are the moments, those are the times when they can buy things cheap. I mean, just look at what happened in 2008, 2009, when the big corporations came in and started buying American housing. You know, look at what happened in the stock market crash in the 80s during Reagan. I mean, look at what happened in this in Bush's recession. Every single one of those times you see, well, the biggest one was COVID. I mean, Elon Musk went from being worth $20 billion to $200 billion. You know, multiple billionaires like didn't just double their wealth. They saw a tenfold increase in their wealth because during recessions, billionaires can buy all the stuff that's on, you know, all the fire sale stuff. Everything's in distress. And then, you know, just hang on to it until good times. So they love recessions, Chris.
Yeah, and millions of unfilled jobs will force people to work long, hard hours, and America will become a sweatshop.
Yep.
And the rich people will become the world's new class of trillionaires.
Yep. Yeah, well, Elon Musk is on course to become the world's first trillionaire, which is mind-boggling, particularly given that it was Barack Obama bailing out Tesla that gave him his initial wealth, or his initial real big wealth. I get it. PayPal was the first. Chris, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural healing solutions for everything. Stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now's the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I discuss independent film Green Bay Style. Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival joins me in studio, and then we celebrate Henry Winkler's birthday. Someone has to, with comedian Mike Toomey.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.